first coach on the teleconference today is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. The Wildcats are 4-2 in conference play and 8-2 overall. Northwestern visits Wisconsin on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
Yeah, right to questions, please, Adam. Thanks.
All good. We'll take questions at this time.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Spartan Nation.
Coach, the Badgers defense has quietly put together a very fine year so far. Looking at them, what do you think has been the driver of their success?
Yeah, Jonathan, I think it definitely starts from a talent standpoint. You know, at all three levels, they've got all Big Ten level performers and very, very talented. Starts there. They've got really solid depth. Everybody's on the same page. Dave Aranda does as good of a job schematically and just having the guys understand what they're doing. So from a teaching standpoint, you can tell they're all on the same page, and that obviously is a credit to him and his defensive staff. And then the guys just execute at a very, very high level. You know, very rarely do you see them ever out of position. Very rarely do you ever see them make a mental mistake. And, from an offensive standpoint, you look and see what they do, and it's very multiple and diverse. And to see them executed at such a high level is very, very impressive.
Coach, offensively, this is not maybe the prototypical-looking Wisconsin team because they don't appear to be as run-dominant, yet they're still an 8-2 football team. How different is this offense than what you've seen in the past?
Well, I think they've got great balance, and it starts with Joel Stave. I think he's having a great season. You know, watching him on tape, he's just been really consistent. He's done a good job taking care of the football. You can tell he understands what they're doing schematically. He's just meticulous in his fundamentals. He gets the ball to the right guy based on the reads. And then, Paul and the offensive staff, they have a great plan. You know, we competed against Paul for a number of years when he was an assistant in the league, and a ton of respect for the job he's doing at his alma mater. And they've been impressive to watch. I mean, they've lost to two outstanding football teams and played well in both. And the rest of the games, they've pretty much dominated. So, huge challenge for us going up to Madison this weekend.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to ask an audio question. And our next question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, Fitz. I wanted to ask you, there's a chance that some 5-7 teams could get into bowls this year because there might not be enough eligible teams and it would be decided on APR. Obviously, it doesn't affect your team, but it could have maybe helped you a year or two ago. Just wondering what you think about that rule and if that's a good one for college football.
Well, I'm all for as many young people as they can getting a taste and a feel for the postseason. And obviously you'd love to have enough teams that are at least 500 or a winning record, but I'm less concerned about that and more concerned about the opportunity. I had the privilege to play in two bowls as a player. I've been to obviously a bunch of them. As a coach, and it's a great privilege. It's a lot of fun. You get to go have an amazing week at a destination with a great group of people at the bowl site that give up their time, their energy, their passion to make the experience for the guys terrific. And then as a team, you get to go impact the community and be involved and engaged in a lot of different ways. It's obviously the opportunity to practice and get extra work, especially with your younger players. Is critically important for your team and your program. So I wish that would have been the case the last 2 years. We really couldn't, but that is what it is. But I'm all for guys getting the opportunity to continue to practice and get better.
Would you think there'd be any concerns with the team being enthusiastic at 5-7, or do you think players would still embrace the chance to go to a bowl?
I can only speak for our squad here. I know our guys would be excited. I mean, it's another chance to play the game that they love. And, especially for the seniors, it would be another month that they get a chance to be, in the inside of the football family at that program, per se. And everything changes after the last game for them. So I think the players would be stoked up.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks, Brian.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1. And our next question comes from Elijah Ligon from AP.
Yeah, hi, Pat. I just wanted to check, is it fair to say that Clayton will be starting this week?
Yeah, Andrew sure is.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Yeah, you bet.
And again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star one.
Coach, as your team is, you know, kind of getting ready for the stretch run here in the last 2 weeks, you know, you still have a shot here at a division title. You know, how do you motivate your players, and how do you kind of handle that situation here with 2 weeks to go and still everything to play for?
Yeah, well, you know, you focus on what you can control, and from our perspective, we tip our hat with a ton of respect for the team in the league, in the University of Iowa. You know, I've been very perplexed. You know, nationally, some of the things that I've seen when I've been a fan, just watching some things. They're an outstanding football team and very well coached. And, you know, not to hear the respect that they're receiving is baffling to me, but that is what it is. So that's why you don't focus on that stuff. It's out of your control. And, you know, I fully expect that they'll play well. So with that being said, our focus is on us. And what do we need to do to get ready to play a great Wisconsin team? Their senior day, tough place to play in Camp Randall. Again, like our trip to the Big House and out to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, you know, Camp Randall's another cathedral of college football, and unbelievable fans, and should be a great environment. And you know the challenge, but those types of challenges are also great opportunities. And so we're just focusing on ourselves. Our guys are highly motivated, and hopefully we'll put together a pass.
We've got time for one last question for Coach.
And my final question comes from the line of Jeff Petrikas from Journal Sentinel.
Yeah, Pat, I know that a running back needs the offensive line, wide receivers, fullbacks to, you know, to block, to be effective. But as a former defensive player, your kid Jackson, what makes him so consistently productive over the two seasons he's played?
Yeah, he's tough. I mean, he's just a physical, tough kid. He's turning into a young man now, and he just loves to compete. He's been very durable. I'm knocking on wood right now, which means I'm hitting my forehead. and he just loves to play. I mean, he's kind of a throwback guy. Reminds me a lot of Darnell Autry, who I played with, where he just loved to play the game. And he was just a phenomenal, phenomenal teammate. And he's had a great start, you know, after 2 years now, over a couple thousand yards both years. And you know, it's going to be tough sledding this week in Madison. I mean, this is as good of a defense. And we've played some great ones now. I mean, the Michigan defense, the Iowa defense, that Penn State defense that we played, Stanford defense, the Duke defense when we played them. I can keep going. We've played some great ones, and this one is right up there, if not at the top. So it's going to be a huge challenge for him this week. And, you know, it's again, just one of those we got to get prepared for.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thanks, and go Cats. Bye-bye.